just when you thought there was no hope for baby boomers. It's the Rational Boomer Podcast. Logic. Common sense. Compassion. Yeah, who knew? Now, here's Mike.
We are back on the Rational Boomer Podcast. Hopefully your day is going well. I'm recording this on Tuesday night at about 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I am in Key West, Florida. Had a hell of a day today. Had a lot of fun. Now, there's another podcast that's already lined up. It's either coming or it's already out there, depending on when you're listening to this. But as I've said before, I wanted to do an extra one because there's a lot of news going on. And when I record these podcasts ahead of time, it's hard to stay on top of things. So I thought I'd do a kind of additional podcast, not as long as the regular podcast. I'm not going to tie you up any longer than I have to, but at least bring you up to date with what is going on. And of course, the big news today or yesterday, depending on when you're hearing this, was that in Donald Trump's Manhattan District trial, Stormy Daniels took the stand. Now, I want to remind you folks that in addition, Judge Juan Marchand has come out and said, Donnie, look, you're going to keep your mouth shut or you're going to go to jail. That's my only option left. And honestly, Donald's been pretty good in court, although he got a little bit of an admonishment today. Apparently, he wasn't liking what he was hearing from Stormy Daniels and at least trying to be under his breath. He swore a few times in court, and that's a fucking no-no. You don't do that bullshit. He didn't get hit with any kind of sanctions or anything, but judge is keeping a close eye on him. Now, as I told you, with Stormy Daniels coming in to testify, this is going to be the worst moment for Donald Trump because the fact of the matter is that the one thing Donald Trump hates the most, and that is embarrassment. And given that you were dealing with a porn star, which he paid for sex with and then paid to keep her mouth shut, well, that's a little embarrassing for most of us, even Donnie Trump. And to have to sit there while she's sitting on the stand under oath, say these things, well, this is a problem. This is a big problem. So Stormy Daniels gets on the witness stand, and to say it was cringy is probably an understatement, at least from what I hear. I didn't see it, of course. Some people said it had some ick moments. The defense team said it was gross. And even Judge Juan Marchand said, you know, you maybe don't have to give us all the fucking dirty detail. Just let's speed it up and get this fucking thing done. So anyway, they go through the first part of the trial and they're getting ready for a break. So they go off and they take a break and no big deal. But when they come back, Donald Trump's team come back even more disgusted about the testimony they just heard, and they say, we want a mistrial. I bet you do, motherfucker. But you know what the judge said? The judge says, that's interesting, because the whole time the testimony was going on, not once did you object. And now you want a mistrial? You see where the problem is here? Yeah, we ain't going to fucking do that. There is going to be no mistrial. Donnie Trump will try anything. I mean, here's the thing. These defense lawyers and Donald Trump are trying to act all above this. Couldn't believe what Stormy Daniels had to say, and they're better than that. Well, let's go back to the fact, Donnie, that you had sex with this woman. You paid money to have sex with this woman, and then you paid to keep her mouth shut. This whole situation wouldn't even be happening, Donnie, if you weren't a fucking piece of shit. So I don't feel too bad for you. It's just hilarious to me that this kind of shit show happens in a courtroom. And I expect Judge Juan Marchand is a little upset about it. He doesn't want his trial to become a circus. And that's why he's a little reticent about putting Donald Trump in jail. Sure, they can keep doing the trial, bringing him out of jail every time, but it's going to cause some chaos and some problems in the trial. He'd rather keep this going smoothly, get the verdict, and get the fuck out of there. So when this was all over, of course, Donnie Trump suggested that it was a great day. Great day in court. See, that's what Donnie does. If something's really bad, then he'll say it was a great day just to show these people you didn't get me. But Donnie, you know what? They did fucking get you. She came up with some evidence that's really burying you at this point. And you saying it's a great day doesn't help matters much. Former President Donald Trump took a digital victory lap on Truth Social Tuesday after a dramatic day that saw adult film star Stormy Daniels sharing the mortifying details from his bedroom, and a New York City judge chastised him for audibly cursing. Yeah, he was talking some shit, and the judge didn't like it. Now, what Don said is, great day in court today, Don declared. Trump issued this characterization of his criminal hush money trial, in which he stands accused of falsifying business records to cover up the hush money payment. He's assuming that some people didn't hear about it, so he's going to try to get them and get them to not believe the truth, as it were. Now, while Trump appeared to celebrate those proceedings, he decried an order from Justice Juan Marchand banning him from attacking witnesses and jurors online. That's what he said, all caps, of course. I can't believe I'm gagged as a Republican nominee for president from talking about it, Trump wrote. My constitutional rights have been taken away. No, they haven't, Donald motherfucking Trump. Now, earlier Tuesday, the former president posted a furious rant he swiftly deleted out of apparent fear in which he would run afoul of the gag order. See, that's the thing. He's all emotion. He's all reaction. He gets mad. He types the shit. And then either he thinks twice about it or somebody with a little more intelligence in his staff says, Donnie, you got to take that shit down. That's fucked up. You're going to jail. And so he does. He takes it down. But, you know, it was interesting what Stormy Daniels said up there. There was a lot of embarrassing things for Donald Trump. For example, the adult film star said Trump told her not to worry about his wife because they didn't even share a bedroom anymore. This is a long fucking time ago. This is the early 2000s. They didn't share a bedroom back then. What the fuck are they doing now? He also compared Daniels to his daughter, Ivanka. Imagine this. The guy's in a room with a porn star. He goes, you know, you look like my daughter, Ivanka, and she's beautiful. You look just like my daughter, Ivanka. Here's your money. Take your clothes off. Let's have sex. That's Donnie Trump, the epitome of Donnie fucking Trump. So this didn't go well for Donnie. None of this trial has really gone well for him. He's got all kinds of troubles going on. And I think he knows it. You know, his lawyers are making some horrible mistakes, like coming back and asking for a mistrial when they hadn't objected at all. And I don't think it's because these lawyers are bad lawyers. I think they're bullied. I think Donald Trump tells them, go ask for a mistrial, even though they know that's not going to be a realistic thing for them to expect. But they seem forced to have to do it for whatever reason. And it's got to be very frustrating. Something else that's going on down in Florida. There's some people upset. And the fact of the matter is, we may be at that point where Jack Smith actually has to do something with Judge Cannon, because apparently it looks like she has taken the trial. She's tried to delay it. It was supposed to start in May, and then she delayed. They were talking about delaying it till July, and now she's saying, I don't think we'll get to it by July. Judge Aileen Cannon delivered Donald Trump an indefinite trial delay in the classified documents case, and this is going to be pissing some people off. especially Jack Smith. So we'll see how this goes. I mean, I'm hoping that at some point he goes to the 11th Circuit and decides we need to do something here. Now, on Monday, former prosecutor Vance on MSNBC broke down Canada's decision to temporarily stay the requirement for Trump to produce his Critical Classified Information Procedures Act. The case was set for May 20th, which obviously won't happen. It should have been ready to be tried by the end of last year. Extending the deadlines indefinitely is the same thing as giving Trump an indefinite trial delay. Trump and his legal defense team were expected to complete Section 5, putting the onus on him to disclose to prosecutors in a notice which classified documents they want to rely on at trial. The step is crucial given the need to ensure the national security secret are protected and there aren't any surprises. As I said, the onus is on Donald Trump. It's his job at this point. And the fact of the matter is that they aren't doing shit. And Judge Cannon doesn't seem to care. She's all about delaying this shit. Now, Special Counsel Jack Smith's office has not opposed a short delay for Trump's deadline under the Classified Information Procedures Act. It is considered a key step because it protects against any surprise disclosures. Now, Cannon had originally set for May 20th, as I said. But now we're looking at literally an indefinite delay. This has got to get under Jack Smith's craw a little bit. He's got to be pissed off about this. But, you know, as I've said before, a lot of people are worried about these cases that are going to be delayed until after the election. And I'm not as worried about that as I once was, because I think what's going on in the Manhattan District is pretty much going to take Donald Trump down. He's going to get convicted of multiple crimes. He's not going to be able to handle it emotionally or physically. And the effect on the electorate will be devastating to him. So I'm not so worried about needing all these trials to happen before the election. And as I've said before, after the election, when he has these two or three other trials, he's got no protection. He's got no fucking protection. So good for you. Be careful what you ask for, because you just might fucking get it. Anyhow, we are going to I told you this was going to be a short one, and that's a welcome relief to all of us, including me. We have the regular podcast out there, so don't worry. There's plenty of time, plenty of podcasts to listen to. But we will take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We are back on the Rational Boomer podcast. This is a short version, an extra version, if you will. Talked a little bit about Donald Trump and his problems with the law. Let's talk about Congress for a little bit. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said last week that she would force the House of Representatives, to hold a referendum on whether to oust Speaker Mike Johnson this week. But so far, she has not done that. And guess what? She's not going to do it. That's the smart move here. Now, Greene emerged from a meeting with Mike Johnson on Tuesday saying, "The ball is in Mike Johnson's court to act on a set of suggestions for running the House, and that she and Representative Tom Massey presented to the Speaker some suggestions and some rules and shit like that." She asked about the timeline for Johnson to respond. Greene wouldn't be specific. She doesn't have any power. She got one or two guys on her side, and it's just not enough. She goes, "That's up to Mike Johnson. It can, and it can drag out," she said. "These things that are have to be done. By whose standards? By you, Margie? Because nobody in Congress agrees with you in the least bit. Nobody fucking agrees with you." The suggestions Greene and Massey have insisted that they aren't demands, including only allowing votes on bills with support from a majority of the Republicans, not providing further funding for Ukraine, and defunding the special counsel prosecuting former President Donald Trump. Oh yeah, that's going to happen. If there's more needed money for Ukraine, they're going to get it. And Mike Johnson is going to make sure they get it at this point, because If we don't, that puts this country and the world in danger. The last thing we want to do is have the Russians get anywhere in Ukraine. Now, of course, MAGA, or at least Marjorie Taylor Greene, want them to be able to get somewhere. They are certainly supporters of Russia, which is troubling in its own right. So Marjorie Taylor Greene was going to try to kick out Mike Johnson. She had a little conference with Mike Johnson. She came out and chickened out. Yeah, she's chickened out because she knows she's going to lose. She knows she's going to be stupid. Now, I don't know that that bothers her all that much. I don't think she has a problem with looking stupid because she certainly hasn't in the past. That said, I think she got enough Republicans to say, just fucking stop. Just fucking stop. Now, there's another loser who is also bailing a little bit. His name is Mike Lindell, MyPillow CEO, what's left of it. He has dropped his lawsuit against the Justice Department for seizing his phone, court records show. Now, he's not doing this out of the goodness of his heart. He's doing this because he's going to fucking lose. They had every reason to grab his phone. Now, in a new court order reported by Political's Kyle Cheney on Tuesday, Minnesota-based U.S. District Judge Eric Tostrud granted Lindell's motion for dismissal. Based on the stipulation for dismissal without prejudice filed by plaintiffs Michael J. Lindell and MyPillow Incorporated and defendants United States of America Attorney General Merrick Garland, the United States Attorney for the District of Minnesota, and FBI Director Christopher Wray, ECF number 93. It is ordered that the action is dismissed without prejudice and without cost, disbursements, or attorney fees to any party. Well, a couple of things probably happened here. He can't afford it anymore. He doesn't have the money for it. And so he just has to bail on it. He still hasn't been sued by some of the people that plan to sue him, like Dominion. And so he's got enough money problems. Mike Lindell started things out when he started to support Donald Trump, a fairly wealthy guy with a successful company. Now he's got a company in the shitter and he's broke as a bitch. And he could have stopped it at any time. Now, this dropping of this lawsuit, it's just like the Donald Trump lawsuits. Oh, you're going to sue me? I'll sue you. Now you're going to be scared because I'm suing you. Well, Mike, nobody's afraid of you, you dumb motherfucker. Nobody cares. Nobody is interested in what you're doing. You're the, as a Little River Band once had a song called Lonesome Loser, that's who you are, because nobody's backing you anymore. Oh, sure, maybe some Trump-la-fucks think you're a god to them, but you've done nothing but fail, just like your Lord and Savior, Donald Trump. It's amazing to me that these people can have any confidence at all when they continually fail. They fail, they get embarrassed, they talk shit, they fail, they get embarrassed. I mean, what the fuck has to happen here, for Christ's sake? Wow, it's pretty troubling what's going on with these people. And if they weren't so evil, wanting to overthrow our government, I'd almost feel sorry for them. So I said before, the people I feel sorry for are the people that invested in MyPillow, the people not too far away from my house who work there, maybe wanted to retire from there, but aren't going to get the opportunity now because Mike Lindell fucked it up. He had everything going for him, but he couldn't leave it alone. Just could not leave it alone. Another guy bailing is Mike Johnson. I don't know if Mike Johnson has gotten a sense of decency, or he's just realized that there's no winning this and he's just going to give up. Now, on a clear attack on the executive branch, the judicial system, states' rights, and the rule of law in America, Republican Speaker of the House Mike Johnson vowed on Tuesday to use all the powers of Congress at his disposal to end all four current criminal prosecutions of ex-President Donald Trump. Now, see, here's the difference. This guy thinks he's got some power. He thinks with Congress, he can stop the trials against Donald Trump. Now, some people will hear that and say, oh my God, what's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen. He can't fucking do it. Two different branches. One branch doesn't have power over the other branch, so fuck that. Now, Johnson's remark late Tuesday morning came at the exact time Stormy Daniels was giving sworn testimony about her alleged sexual relationship with Trump in a Manhattan Superior Court case. The presumptive 2024 Republican nominee Donald Trump is on trial for 34 felonies related to falsification of business records when he allegedly paid hush money to the adult film star, then covered up for those payments in what prosecutors say was election interference. Now, Johnson went on to say, now here's the thing, he's bailed on the Republican Party. He sided with Joe Biden. He's cut a deal with Joe Biden. So what is it he's doing here? He's trying to save his soul a little bit. They want to oust him, and now they're not going to oust him. So he had to give something back, of course. So he's got to make this ridiculous statement. President Trump has done nothing wrong here, and he continues to be the target of endless lawfare, Speaker Johnson told reporters. This was Tuesday during an official House news conference. It has to stop. And you're going to see the United States Congress address this in every possible way that we can, because we need accountability. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's bigger than President Trump. It's about the people's faith in our system of justice. Now, Mike Johnson is smart enough to know this ain't going to work. We already know the Republicans don't have any fucking power in Congress. They got a slim majority, and they can't get anything passed without the Democrats. So you think the Democrats are going to say, yeah, let's stop those trials? No, that's not going to happen. So Mike Johnson is just talking a talk to keep dumb Trump-la-fucks happy. I'm going to try to stop all those trials. First of all, you don't have the authority. You don't have the jurisdiction. You don't have the fucking power. Other than that, you're ready. You're ready to fucking go. Jesus Christ. You know, to me, with all the evil and all the bullshit going on, I'm thoroughly embarrassed by the behavior of the Republican Party, because what they do is so stupid. I mean, it makes no sense. They're just making noise to make others feel happy or make Donald Trump feel happy. Donald Trump will hear that Congress is going to fight to stop all his trials, and he'll think it's true. He'll think it's possible. He'll probably go into court tomorrow going, I got Congress on my side. I'm going to get out of this. Donnie, you're not getting out of this. In the Manhattan District alone, you are fucked, royally fucked. You're not getting out of this at all. To think that you're getting out of it is absolutely stupid. Well, we know that Donald Trump is essentially stupid. All right. We're going to wrap up the Rational Boomer podcast. I told you it was going to be a short one, just bringing you up to date with what's happening throughout the country and throughout politics. I hope you have a great day. We've got another show for you later tonight, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Rational Boomer podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We'll see you next time.